والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنة يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Today, inshallah, we are appointed to continue and to go through the ayah number 10 of Surah An-Nisa about the topic which Al was called Al-Wasiyyah, the bequest, the written will, you leave it behind. So we need to clear all this, inshallah, fiqh, because we're going to study ilm al-fara'id, the ilm of inheritance. Inshallah, I think all of us, we need this topic. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala help us to give you a clear idea about it, inshallah ta'ala. Yesterday, we spoke about the ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. كتب عليكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت إن ترك خيرا الوصية للوالدين والأقربين بالمعروف فمن بدله بعد ما سمعه فإنما إثمه على الذين يبدلونه إن الله سميع عليم. So this great ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah command all of us when the death will approach any one of us and you left something good, you leave behind you something good, property, assets, bank account, or anything like that. So what you should do? In taraka khayran al-wasiyya, the bequest will be demand. لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ الْأَقْرَبِينَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ to the parents and the next kin or the most closer family. So this is between us in order to guarantee the rights and the shares for every single family members. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he said in the end, حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ. It is the right, it's the duty over the muttaqeen, the bears, those who are righteous, to fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because al-mal, all of us working in this life. And every one of us need struggling in this life to make money, to leave it to his children, to give them, to secure them in the future, to let them actually have like enough money up behind you. Because if you don't do that, they will go and ask the people and they will be in full destructions. So ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to help us to gain from al-halal, to inherit our children first, at-taqwa. Taqwa Allah Azza wa Jal, the deen, and then after that, if we have anything in this life, because we, all of us, we may have some, so we can give it to them based on what Allah needs from us. Allah, in the end of the ayah, ayah number 181, Surah Al-Baqarah, he said something very dangerous. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 181, فَمَنْ بَدَّلَهُ بَعْدَ مَا سَمِعَهُ فَإِنَّمَا إِثْمُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يُبَدِّلُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Translation: then whoever changes the bequest after hearing, sin shall be on those who make changes. Alright? Those who make changes. Truly Allah is all hearer and all knower. Where are you going to go from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? I'm going to give you an example. We deal with the disease in the community. The father, he passed away and he commanded his grandson, come my grandson, this is my property. Take care about your children, exactly your brother and sister in Islam, they are young. And he elected him to write his name in the bequest, in the written will, to distribute his assets and property by the percentage which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala command him. And what happened? The children is still young. And the big one, or the grandson, or the big one, what did he do? He takes the property from his father. Then he married a woman, for example. And the woman, she need also to live, actually to have like a family house, or to have business, or to have like a good income, so on. So you keeping the money in the bank? Dead. What about if we taking this money and we invested in the market? Whatever we do, actually, and we give them the rights. So the brother, he took like for example, the $10,000 from his father after he died. And he invested in the mind, he make this investment, he make it like $1 million. Then his wife, she told him, what? They have only $10,000. This money which you made it, it's your work. You are the one who work hard for this project. Why they taking the $1 million from us? Your father left only $10,000. Then the brother, he started gonna follow, because if the woman, and if the woman, she's pretty and she has a control of the husband, because here, as we know, especially in this country, the woman, she is a boss. Subhanallah. And then after that, what happened after that? She told him, no, this not belong to them, it's for us. This brother, he has to know that هو آكل مال اليتيم, the one who eats up the orphan's money. Because ayah number 10 in Surah An-Nisa will clear all of that. Before we go for to learn about the percentage in inheritance, Allah is start first ayah number 10. What Allah said? A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 10. That's your homework. إن الذين يأكلون ما يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا. الله يا قرآن. Verily those who unjustly eat up the property of the yatim or the plural of yatim or yatama, verily eat up a fire unto their bodies, and they will be in the blazing fire in the day of the judgment. So that's what the same thing, the same formula. The grandson, he took the money from his father and he took it and he added to his property. Then his money became mixed with the property which he belong, or the assets which he belong to the yatim. And then after that, did you give them the rights? That's their money. It's impossible that I tell you, Akhi, come together, we make a company. And give me $20,000. And I put it with my $20,000. And because I have experience, I make this money growing. And then after that, you came and asked me, I am your partner, excuse me. I am the one who has experience. I am the one who invested. I am the one who make to multiply this money. I am the one who increased this property. And you ask me, where is my share? Oh, you give me only 20,000. Here is the 20. Is that possible to give you the same money? Or you are partner with me in the profit and loss? That is the Sharia. Another case. The father, he died. And he left behind him a beautiful wife. And he has a parents. It's happening here. One of the cases, they came and complained to me. Don't be surprised. This topic is very important for all of us. The father, he left money. What happened here? He's a contractor. He left liquid money, $3 million. And as a parents back home, he used to send $500 every month to his parents to survive. Then he left $3 million and one day he sit with his two son and his wife. His wife, she came to this country and she became in a luxury life. Everything is available under her, exactly her control. He give her all the money. It's because some of us, we are busy, so you give your money, everything, the money for your wife. To control and buy supermarket, buy everything, and you don't know, you became the sources of what? The green. So what happened after that? three, he said, we need to come back to our country. We made enough. We could live like a king over there. And let's we go. 3 days after that, this meeting, he died. Subhanallah. And when he died, his wife, she what? Take everything. And his parents, they learned that their son died. They came here as a visitor. We are parents, according to the Sharia, we need some money. We have percentage. Allah tabaraka ta'ala, you have two sons. Every one of us have 1/6 of the property of our son. Say, excuse me, I don't know anything with you. Ma, exactly, I have no idea what you're talking about it. And she did not give them penny. And in order to go to the law here, they're not going to help anybody. Your parents is not included. Everything goes to who? Goes to who? Huh? Everything goes to who, yaakhi? Goes to who? The wife. What happened after that? They ate the money which belonged to his parents. And the wife, she took everything because he did not write the will. That is a problem for all of us. Or another case, a brother, he married a Christian woman. And according to her law, when the husband dies, she will take everything. This money, actually, you left it for your children. But after you die, she may, I'm not saying all of them, she may go and marry another Christian like her. And she will take your property and she use this money for the new marriage. And your children, you're not going to have any portion. They say you're going to be guilty because you did not write your will. Or a case, another case. Most of us, sometime, my mother, she control me. My father, he control me. And then you bought a property and you give everything to your father. Your father has all your property. So when if something happened to you, your father, he take this property. He said, oh, they have enough. They live in America. They have enough money. This money, it's for me and my children and his brother and sister. And he doesn't want to give your children anything because you have enough. They are rich in America. Under a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, because I heard that a lot. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت ومالك لأبيك. You and all your property for your father. But the people doesn't understand the hadith. That doesn't mean that everything you have in you, you and your money belong to your father. Some people, because your father, he loves to hear this too much. So he may take your property. Or you put in a written will, your uncle. My uncle to take all my property, to say to distribute it according to Sharia. And your uncle, he said, you know, he said, I'm going to keep this money for his orphan. My brother, he passed away and he has children. Let me keep it. Then your uncle, after that, he need to marry his daughter. And very difficult to marry her. So he will look to your what? To your property. He will take some of it. Wallahi, this is happening. We are not joking. I have a co-worker with me, same thing, they took the money. And they never give it to them after that, after the fathers die. The uncle never give them everything and he took all the property. And what did he do? He changed the paperwork to change the ownership of the land. A lot of disease, a lot of cases. So subhanallah, this one or my mother, she's very strong. So most of us came from overseas and sometime my mother, she make decision too much in my life. You understand? Go divorce your wife, you go divorce your wife. Go and marry this, not to marry this, do that, do that. My mother, she control everything. And all of us, under the statement of exactly, I don't want to make my mother to be angry from me, other way Allah will curse me and so. So no matter what the mother needs, go divorce your wife. Wallahi, in this masjid, your brother came to me and cried, I love my wife, I love her. She pray, she listen to me, she make the nice food for me. But my mother, she doesn't swallow her because he got the mother and the wife at the same place. And the mother, she gonna look at you, you are my beloved son. You still a baby for your mother. You must listen to the mother and don't ever, if you listen to your wife, that means actually you're going to be like Fufu or Susu. You have to what? You have to listen to what? To mother. Your mother doesn't live or doesn't swallow your wife. Go and divorce her. What can I do, a sheikh? couple of brothers from the masjid here. My mother, she told me divorce her, and I love her. I told him, go and keep your wife and tell your mother, fear Allah, don't put yourself in between me and my wife. I am not gonna divorce my wife. Because how come you be unjust and you go, you divorce to satisfy your mother? What's his wrong? What's her wrong? Subhanallah. We have a lot of disease in the community, akhi. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said again, those who eat up unjustly the assets or the property which belong to the orphaned, Allah gave wa'id, warning. He will eat up onto his bodies in the day of the judgment. What? Fire. Wali'auzu billah. Fire. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith, he mentioned it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? First, before we mention this hadith, Allah says in the ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا. Those who eat up unjustly the property which belong to yatama ظُلْمًا. Unjustly. Allah, he said in the ayah, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ. Verily they eat up onto their stomach. We know when you eat in your stomach. By why Allah, he mentioned in their stomachs here? Because this is the humiliation. You eat something, you became like you leading yourself to the hellfire because you eat something is unjustly, is not belonging to you. Like somebody, I invite you for one day. Wallah al-mathal a'la, Allah has a great example. But I invite you one day for food. And after that, something happened between me and you. We have like a different opinions. Actually, we came against each other in opinion. And every time I met you, do you remember? I took you one day and I feed you good food in a restaurant. Every time I meet you, I feed you good food in a restaurant. I feed you good. And you're gonna, after you give up, you tell me no. Every time you remind me about this kind of meal, it's not a kind of meal. Why you humiliating me? Why you try to favor me every time? I know that you invited me. Because one food, you put it in your, such kind of meal, you put onto your body, it will lead you to be a full humiliation. Because the food, the end of destination of the food will be where? Bathroom. So you eating this money where you escape from Allah, you will eat fire onto your body in the day of the judgment. Because of what? You ate a meal is not belong to you. The meal belong to the orphan. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اتَّقُوا سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمُبِقَاتِ. In the hadith from Bukhari and Muslim, fear Allah in sab'a min al-muwabiqat. Seven things will lead you to be in full destruction, to be in hellfire. Number one, qala sallallahu, these seven are very dangerous for any Muslim. Ash-shirk billah, to commit shirk with Allah, wa na'udhu billahi min ash-shirk. Number two, as-sihr, the magic, magicians. Subhanallah, as-sihr, it will lead you to the hellfire. Number three, قَتْلُ النَّفْسِ أَلَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. To slay such a soul without any cause of justice. You kill somebody, Muslim or non-Muslim, without any justice. You kill him, this is will lead the Muslim to be in hellfire. Number four, أَكِلُ الرِّبَى. The one who eat onto his body to deal with the riba. وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, to take the riba. Usury is very dangerous for the ummah. The next one after that, number five. أَكِلُ مَالُ الْيَتِيمِ. The one who eat up, the orphan is what? Orphan is property or assets or money. You understand? Next one, number six. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم والتولي يوم الزحف. You are in a battlefield and you see the enemy come to attack and then you escape from the battlefield. This is will lead the Muslim to be in full destructions. We ask Allah to help us and save us. We have our brother and sister in every way, they get killed and we don't do anything. We like, they are not in our business. And number seven, ها وقذف المؤمنات المحصنات الغافلات to slander, slander to accuse any woman in Islam. You understand, and you have no evidence for it. Oh, this one, I know she go with a lot of people. This man, he did sleep with her, and this one is so and so. This one, she has a misbehavior, she has a bad manner. I know this woman, she go with different people, so and so. I saw her with somebody, and he never see the woman with anybody. But you accused her, especially the young people in Islam, in order to make himself Romeo. That's what they call it, Romeo. Or like the man actually, the girl die for him. Oh, this girl, you know, I go with her a couple of times outside, you know. She came with me. I did so and so for her, this one. To make himself what? Super Romeo, the girl is die for him. Die to go with him. All this package will lead the Muslim to be in hellfire. Wa la'uzu billah. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made a hadith rawahu ibn Majah. When the day of Mi'raj, the day of Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raa unasan yakhruju min afwahim nara. He saw a people, fire came up from their mouths. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw them in Mi'raj. They are Muslim. They say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But he saw a fire came, wa li'auzu billah. And the Prophet ﷺ, remember, he said, "Narul Akhira 70 ضعفاً من نار الدنيا." The hellfire in hereafter, it's 70 times compared to the fire in our dunya. 70 times is stronger. The hellfire, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save all of us from the hellfire. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save all the Muslims from the hellfire. So the Prophet, he saw some people, fires came up from their mouths. Then the Sahaba, they ask him, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, who are those people?" قَالَ اِقْرَأُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى إِنْ شِئْتُمْ. Read the ayah from the book of Allah, the word of Allah, تبارك وتعالى, in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 10. What Allah, تبارك وتعالى, says, إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما. Verily those who eat up the property of the orphans unjustly, verily سيأكلون نارا. They will eat in their bodies a hellfire. ولا أعوذ بالله. In the day of the judgment, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Therefore, my dear brothers, it's very dangerous to touch the money of which belongs to the orphans. Don't change the wasiyah, the bequest. Don't ever play because of the dunya. You need to get also and so and so, and eat from here and there and so and so. لا يا أخي. How many father he left like family house? And this family house, his grandson occupy in this house. And his children, exactly the other children, they don't have anybody. So after the death of the father, what happened to the son, the big one? He took the whole house. And he shielded the children, the other, his brother and sister later. My brothers, we own this, belong to our father, we need ours. Excuse me, I live with it. I live in it. Subhanallah. But we need our portion. You know, it's what can I do? Where I'm gonna go? And he take this property and for his children and the grandchildren and the grandchildren, and your brother and sister die without even smelling one penny from the property which the father belonged to. We have to understand, anyone who has a child underage and all your children is growing and they married, but I still have a child for 15 years, 16 years old, and if something happened to me, who gonna complete his education? You must cut a money or make a saving bank or a check bank without any interest for the young son or the young daughter, those who doesn't complete their education. If I die, what this son he gonna do? What this daughter gonna do after me? You must secure them. This is one of the wasiyah bequests. You must learn about it in order to secure and to make the smallest one equal to the big one. Because the big one already, He got his education. He married. And he has everything is available now. But it is still the small one. That's your responsibility. We need to understand that anyone who has a property and his children is still a kafir, they are not a Muslim. They are not allowed to take any penny from his property and asset. Because لا وصية لكافر. The wasiyah, the bequest cannot be processed to a kafir. Any child who is a kafir, my father, my mother, they still are not a Muslim. And I left the property, I left the assets. They are not allowed to touch any penny from my property. The property only to be for who? The Muslim side. لا وصية لمجنون. Majnun, your father became crazy. He lost his brain and he's in a hospital. And the grandson, he play game in order to make his father to sign the bequest, to change it or to play with it. We cannot take any bequest or written will from Majnun. What's Majnun is? Huh? The madman or the crazy one is not valid. We have to fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Around this area, we're going deep in this area to tell you, okay, I left daughter and without son is my brother and he's my niece or his brother, the brother's son, he has like a son, they have portion of my property or not. We're going for all this complicated area. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help me to give you clear idea inshallah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah wa taqabbal minna wa aqbal minna waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibratik. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirah hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma adkhilna al-janna ma'al abrar wa la taj'al fina wa la baynana shaqiyan wa la mahruma waghfir lana bil a'mal as-salihati a'malana ihdina ila siratika al-mustaqim la tu'azzibna wa anta bina rahim. Allahumma ya rabbi i'fu 'an al-musi'a minna. Allahumma la tu'akhidhna bima fa'ala as-sufaha'u minna. اللهم قنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار وردنا إليك ردا جميلا. اللهم ردنا إليك ردا جميلا وانصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك بالظالمين وأتباع الظالمين. أسك الله تبارك وتعالى to help us to understand our deen. And this is very very important class. But when you see the numbers of the brothers, they don't have time. But if we tell the people, come, we have aqiqa here, we have food, nobody will be removed from the masjid. But when we have ilm like that, and we will be confused. We ask Allah Ta'ala to help us to understand and guide us. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.